WHCL, Clinton, New York.
Selling out is easy to do. It's not so hard to find a buyer for you. When money talks, you're under its spell. Ah, but what do you have when there's nothing left to sell? Selling out,
I'd rather call it compromise,
is easy to do.
Sometimes you have to close your eyes.
It's not so hard.
Being rich is no disgrace.
To find a buyer for you.
Put on your shoes and join the race.
When money talks,
it has a very soothing voice.
You're under its spell.
It's up to you to make the choice.
Ah, but what do
you
have
when
there's nothing left to sell?
Always break the rules. People who try are fools. When you get older, maybe then you will see. I've always found ideals don't take the place of meals. That's how it is and how it will always be.
It's so nice to have integrity.
I'll tell you why.
If you really have integrity, it means your price is very high. So remember when you start to preach and moralize, that we all are in the game, and brother, its name is compromise. It's so nice
Selling
to have integrity.
I'll tell you why.
It's not really having remember when you start to lose your
freedom,
you're on the
line.
This is Radiola, brought to you by the Sleep Number Bed. No, 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 no. That was Tom Lehrer. I'm not going to sell those beds. And I'm not going to sell Toyotas. They haven't offered me enough money yet. But that was Tom Lehrer from The Remains of Tom Lehrer. That was a bonus track on that compilation, a later thing he did in the studio. But a lot of other Tom Lehrers, it sounded like. Selling out. And that's fun stuff. And he's as reclusive as the Carpal Tunnel Kid, actually. The Carpal Tunnel Kid only comes out once a week to do a radio show. But Tom has even more privacy than that. Carpal Tunnel, before that, with Among My Auctioneers, based upon that particular song, with apologies to the original perpetrators thereof, a 2008, December 2008, home recording. Yes, not too bad. At least the piano was in tune. That's because it was, well, I'm not going to tell you that. But that guy's going to play tomorrow night at Thornberry's as part of Poetry Group 13, and that goes from 9 to 12 tomorrow night. If you want to get in there, you might have something else going on that night. So come in late if you want, but come at any time, and you will definitely hear that person whom you've just heard and whom you are now hearing do his thing. And that's enough of shameless self-promotion, as opposed to selling out, of course. And here on Radiola, I'm Andy Sr., and my face is red. Here's Billy Murray, The War in Snyder's Grocery Store in 1914.
Mr. Snyder, a local provider of groceries, canned goods, and such, have read of the war till himself and the store were both what is known as in Dutch. His brains he'd been feeding on so much war reading, he woke up one night in a fright. He rushed down the stairs, then fell over two chairs and turned up the grocery store light. There were eggshells bursting near and far above the Russian caviar. A Bismarck herring by itself was pushing all the French peas off the shelf. An Irish potato started to fry when a Spanish onion hit its eye. Frankfurters fighting all over the floor, howling and growling with the dogs of war. There was Sonny Jim upon a horse swooping down with all his force. The paprika growing weaker shouted out, "Won't you open that door?" And a couple of tough Vienna rolls shot a poor with cheese all full of holes in the terrible war in Snyder's grocery store. Dutch Pumpernickel had joined a dill pickle attacking the fresh navy beans. A Limburger cheese greatly strengthened the breeze, and anchovy prunes and sardines were fighting an army of Dago salami, and that's only half what he saw. He jumped into bed, put some ice on his head, and went on the wagon once more. There were eggshells bursting near and far above the Russian caviar. A Bismarck herring by itself was pushing all the French peas off the shelf. An Irish potato started to cry when a Spanish onion hit its eye. Frankfurters fighting all over the floor, howling and growling with the dogs of war. There was Sonny Jim upon a horse swooping down with all his force. The paprika growing weaker shouted out, "Won't you open that door?" And a couple of tough Vienna rolls shot a poor Swiss cheese all full of holes in the terrible war in Snyder's grocery store.
Ah, gentlemen and ladies, I'm glad to be before you tonight to introduce some boys that's going to sing a song. Stay out of the chain store is the talent. And then while they sing, I want you to listen. Then I want you to put it into action. Stay out of these chain stores. The time has come, as I've said to you before, for you to patronize your merchant in the town where you live. And to the country people that's out yonder, when you come to town, spend your money with people who will give you credit. Spend your money with the people who give you a job. I'm telling you this for your good. And our boys, I want you to sing tonight as never before.
So let me tell you people, Lord, both white and color too. Lord, it's time for you to wake up, Lord, and see how they're treating you. You better see how
they change, told you better see how
they change, told you better see
how they change, told you better see how they change, told they ruin you, show and you fall.
They send their advertising,
Lord, they do draw you to that store. Lord, as quick as you get your payroll, Lord, to the chain store you will go.
You better see,
Lord, the chain store you better see, Lord, the chain store you better see, Lord, the chain store they'll ruin you, show as you born.
Oh, when you get your money,
Lord,
you better be for sure.
Lord, and give it to your wife, Lord,
just
to see out of the chain store.
Lord,
of the chain store, you better see. Lord, of the chain store, you better see. Lord, of the chain store, they'll ruin you, show where you're born.
You can walk up to the chain store, Lord, in there you'll find a gate. As soon as you get your money spent,
they'll ship it to another state.
You better see,
Lord, of the chain store, you better see, Lord, of the chain store, you better see ya. Lord of the chains, don't let it ruin you, sure as you're born. That true thing about these chains, oh Lord, you'll find it to be true. Lord, they do not give you what to do, and they will not predict you.
Now let me tell you people, Lord, the best thing for this land, Lord, you better see out of these chains, oh, than I serve your pitting man.
Lord of the chains, oh, you better see ya. Lord of the chains, oh, you better see ya. Lord of the chains, oh, they'll ruin you. Sure as you born.
Great God Almighty, you better see out these chains, oh, they'll ruin you. That is sure you're born, oh Lord.
That's what inspired the theme, by the way, that particular recording. Lucille Bogan recording as Bessie Jackson in 1933. And the Piggly Wiggly, of course, for those of you who have never journeyed down south, was then, and I believe still is, a major grocery store chain. And, of course, we started with an independent contractor, Snyder, with the war in his store in 1914. That was before we got into it, but it was obviously... A food fight, I guess, is the word that would apply to that, with Billy Murray singing that on an old Victor from 1914. Reverend J.M. Gates and Congregation, Goodbye to Chain Stores. That's part two. And and they knew what was coming. Boy, did they. Whether you love them or hate them or whatever, however you may feel, They're omnipresent. They're ubiquitous, in fact. So And we need not name specific names. In fact, I made a programming decision not to play a certain selection by the Carpal Tunnel Kid that would definitely name one of them. So we're good here. But the Piggly Wigglies are all over the place. Not just Piggly Wigglies. There are a lot of stores. They're all over the place. And I think the Gates thing was from 1930, if I'm not mistaken. I'm trying to ascertain that last night. And this is Radio. I'm Andy Senior, and this is we're talking about commerce. We're talking about buying and selling and what have you. And now sort of a reference to the previous song, but a very you know I just had to include this. It's not I don't know if it's really pertinent to the topic except with the title. But it is such a touching song, and I like the way it's done here. George Olson and his music in 1934 with Ethel Chate. This little piggy went to market. So I don't think it was a Piggly Wiggly. I think it was might have been Wiggly, actually. But we're not going to inquire further.
Little piggy was a bad little piggy. Starting, the outlook's unusually bright. I'm the kingfish of finance, spite of a Saturday night. I'm not well up in knowledge, my Latin is terribly low. Today I'm the hero at college, I'm the only one with dough. Here it is Monday, and I've still got a dollar. So why should I holler? 'Cause here it is Monday and I've still got a dollar. Now usually Sunday I'm as clean as a collar. So why should I holler? I'm the banker on the campus 'cause I've still got dough. When a man at college has a dollar, he's an all-American guy, having big times, spending his dimes on lots of cups of coffee and pie. Saturday's my day, 'cause the check comes on Friday. But why should I holler? Here it is Monday and I still got a dollar. Thank you. got a dollar, so why should I holler? 'Cause here it is Monday and I still got a dollar. Now usually Sunday I'm as clean as a collar, so why should I holler? I'm the banker on the campus 'cause I've still got dough. When a man at college has a dollar, he's an all-American guy. Having big times and spending his dimes and lots of cups of coffee and pie. Yay, Saturday's my day, 'cause the check comes on Friday. But why should I holler? Here it is Monday and I still got a dollar.
Well, that's Rudy for you. yes, he likes the. That's. I'm sure there are a lot of students here at Hamilton who feel that way when they've got a dollar too. But that was a long time ago. That was in 1932 when a dollar you could actually, enjoy yourself with a dollar, unlike today where a dollar goes to the dollar store and doesn't come back. And yes. I like that. That's actually very sprightly, even though it's somewhat unrealistic in the scheme of things. And Jan Garber before that, I have an evening for sale, and it sounds like a personal ad. 1933. That I noticed that one and the one before. There was a great guitar work in there, and it's just if you can stand to listen to some of the lyrics or whatever of this one. But the other one before it, of course, is a very moving song. But I noticed on both, there's wonderful guitar playing. Jan Garber, and that was 1933, I Have an Evening for Sale. For that, George Olson does music. Ethel Chate doing a very touching version of that, actually. This Little Piggy Went to Market from 1934. Again, great guitar work there. But it's almost... I've played the Annette Hanshaw of that, I believe. And this is a very, it's different. It's a different recording, but I just see there's the same poignancy in that tune. I like it. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm an enthusiast as well as a factotum here of doing many things, or perhaps even a dilettante if you want to get personal. This is Radiola on WHCL FM, Clinton, New York. That's WHCL 88. 0.7 FM, WHCL.org, here at beautiful Hamilton College, and we're happy to send this out to you. And as would have it, I'm going to launch from Rudy Valley into Calypso, and he brought Calypsonians into this country, put them on the air on the Fleischman's Yeast Hour. But here are the guys. They've got a really realistic. It isn't Here It Is Monday, and I've still got a dollar. It's a little bit more earthy than that, and very very trenchant indeed. Maybe the last one's a little bit more, a little less so, but you'll get it. And I love this stuff.
If a man has money today, people do not care if he has cocoa bear. If a man has money today, people do not care if he has cocoa bear. He can commit murder and get off free and live in the governor's company. But if you are poor, people will tell you sure and a dog is better than you. If you have money to buy in a store, the boss will shake your hands at the door. Call 10 clerks to take down everything, whiskey cloth, herring and diamond ring. He may send them to your house on a motorbike. You can pay the bills whenever you like. Not a soul will ask you a thing. They know very well that money is king. A man with a call and tie and waistcoat, ask the Chinese man to trust him, Accra and float. Me not trust him, Follow the Chinese man and you better move on from me frying pan. You college man, me no know ABC. You want a McGraggy and Penny. The one started jumping the man's belly and he cried out, a dog is better than me. Dog can walk about and take a bone. Call head, tail, bread, fish, tail, and bone. If it's a good breed and not too wild, some people will take it and mine as a child. But when a hungry man goes out to beg, they will set a bulldog behind his leg. For the policeman may chalk him down too. You see where a dog is better than you. If you have money and things going nice, any woman would call you honey and spice. If you can't give her a dress, one new pair of shoes, she'll say she have no uses for you. When you try to caress her, she will tell you stop. I can't carry love in the Chinese shop. I'm sure most of you will agree that it's true. If you have money, dog is better than you.
Guitar, quattro, a banjo, a piano to sing me calypso. And that is why I want a pretty Jane. But she must be Dorothy by name. And when I turn in the night with my head on my pillow, she must call me Papito. A J.D. Johnson, well, I want me Simmons bed. A Salvatore Luca want me coverlet. When I lay down in the night, I mean to rest me weary head. I'm going to sleep as if I'm dead. And that is why, for body protection, I mean in case of an action, Dr. Marcano, my doctor, Mr. Cross, my solicitor, and Wooden, my lawyer. I want a trip to America. I bought my liquor, must be from the mermaid bar. So when I go Point Comana, I mean on my spree, nothing at all to drunk me. I did it, dam, baby, wambi, dam, bada. Don't stop at all, I did it, lambi, dam, bada. Roll if you're rolling. Be diddle, be dada, be wabam, be diddle, diddle, wambi, dam, bada.
Yeah, that was the Lion. I am going to buy a bungalow, and this is a lot of plug-ola on Radiola, you might say. Although he was plugging the Zenith at that point, and I wonder if he got a Zenith and all the things, and got a bed, and you know, got his doctor bills paid for. That's what people should do. And radio shows actually used to do that. They used to have a thing where they'd mention as many extraneous products as possible. And they'd wind up getting some nice stuff out of it, but we don't do this here on Radiola. Even though my friend was driving his PT Cruiser the other day, and it's a very nice car. Wait a minute, no, I'm kidding. But Radiola on WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, and that was the Line. Before that, Wilmoth Houdini, Poor But Ambitious, 1940. And The Tiger, very trenchant song, Money is King, indeed, 1935. And I want to continue, and of course, if you want to look at this playlist, and this and every other playlist, is on my Radiola blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com, where you can find links to such shows as Forward Into the Past with Randy Bryan. And I got a note from him tonight, and I want to acknowledge it and say thank you. And he approves of the Carpal Tunnel Kid, so you know, maybe we can get enough of us together and start a groundswell. But I'm so happy. I'm happy to hear from him. He's a wonderful guy, and a lot of other great shows too. You will find linked there and other sites featuring this music and ancillary types of music. I'm not gonna go through them all. I just wanted to mention, say hi to Randy. But this is what a it's a lot. You know, you can stay there for hours. And I could talk for hours. And here's Howard Godfrey's Waldorfians in 1930. Here's The Ultimate in Commerce, indeed, from the pen of Cole Porter. And you know this song. Yes, indeed. Without the lyrics, though. Love for Sale. Thank you.
If the swing has been too dreamy and you like your trumpet screamy, that's when you should call to see me. I've got swing for sale. If you think a waltz is holding and you like your music tolling till it makes you mop your forehead, I've got swing for sale. Rhythm is what the country needs. For years and years I've said it, and when you buy from me, it's COD as a swing, but not for credit. There's no telling what can happen. I can start your toes a tapping. I can set your fingers snapping. I've got swing for sale.
Later 30s Mills Brothers, sounding really good, 1937. They had the bill of sale right there. There's your receipt, swing for sale. From a Decca, and they were on Decca at that point. It was post Brunswick. And before that, Henry Allen and his orchestra, There's a House in Harlem for Sale, 1934. Good tune. And beginning with Howard Godfrey's Waldorfians, I believe a British band, Love for Sale, 1930. They had a fondness for lower tone saxophones. At least two baritones or bass saxophones were battling it out there. So there must have been a sale on them that week. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola, and it's been going great. I'm going to continue now with a couple more selections before we play our last one. But this is very poignant stuff. Connie Boswell in 1933. Bunny Berrigan there on the trumpet. You'll hear him in a little secondhand store. Yeah. You know what's coming here, huh?
I saw a little table that stood in our breakfast nook, the stove we got from Mother where I first learned how to cook. They look so out of place without your smiling face in a little second-hand store. I found our little armchair and our oriental rug, the cozy little sofa where we used to kiss and hug. They look so dusty there, no one seemed to care, in a little second-hand store. Little odds and ends that we got from our friends, how they thrilled my heart, bringing back a day, a wedding day in May, when we said we'd never part. I seem to hear them whisper, you're to blame, for you did wrong. Why don't you kiss and make up, take us back where we belong? It broke my heart to see the home you planned for me in a little second-hand store. From our friends, how they thrilled my heart, bringing back a day, a wedding day in May, when we said we'd never part. I seem to hear 'em whisper, you're to blame for you did wrong. Why don't you kiss and make up, take us where we belong? Broke my heart to see the home you planned for me in a little second-hand store. A cottage for sale. Who wants to buy? I'm selling this cottage. I'll tell you why. It's just full of memories of happier years, and each little memory brings me tears. The chairs in the parlor, the pictures on the wall, they make me so sad. I want to get away from it all. Love in a bungalow high on a hill. That was the way we had planned it. Now it's the bungalow, empty and still, needing your love to command it. Our little dream castle, with every dream gone, is lonely and silent. The shades are all drawn. I gaze upon a cottage for sale. The lawn we were proud of is waving in hay. Our beautiful garden has withered away. Where you planted roses, the weeds seem to stay. A cottage for sale. From every single window I see your face. But when I reach a window, there's empty space. The keys in the mailbox, the same as before, but no one is waiting for me anymore. The end of our story is told on the door. A cottage for
sale. Gracie Fields. Apparently that recording was the favorite recording of one of the co-composers of that tune, and I can understand why. The guy who wrote it with Willard Robeson, which escapes my mind at the moment because it can't hold too much in there at this point. But he said that was his favorite recording of that tune, and it's quite poignant. It's quite moving. Before that, also moving, Connie Boswell. And you heard a little bit of Bunny behind her second vocal there in a little secondhand store. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm here every week with this kind of music. And, you know, listen to radioblog.blogspot.com. Check it out. You'll find great shows like Forward Into the Past, Big Broadcast, many others, Hot Jazz Saturday Night. Take your pick. Lots of good things on there. I'm not the only guy doing this, but, boy, I sure love doing it. And here's our last number. Al Boley with If I Had $1 Million. And, yeah, nice touch.
Castles with their thrones, ships upon the sea, gold and precious stones all belong to me. Foolish though it seems, every word is true, though they're only mine in dreams. My dreams belong to you. If I had $1 million, I know just what I would do. I'd tie a string around the world and bring all of it to you. Those little things you pray for, whatever they may be, I'd have enough to pay for them all. COD. If I spent $1 million, I know I would never care, because as long as you were mine, I'd still be a millionaire. That's why I'm always dreaming of what I do. If I had $1 million and you. Why I'm always dreaming of what I do. If I had $1 million and you.
WHCL FM, Clinton, New York.